and her mothering accordingly. Think about that for a second. She tailors it specifically to you, her approach and her mothering. Now let me share with you an excerpt from my book, When's God Gonna Show Up? It's called Queen of the Office. On this particular day, I was far too busy, and I was multitasking to the max. I had to have a newsletter written, printed out, and ready to distribute for a meeting that night for an apostolate that my husband and I were in charge of. Well, the printer jammed. This is what happened. I pulled the printer off its shelf and pushed the reset button. Nothing. I opened the cover. Nothing. I took the entire printer apart. Nothing. I rebooted it. Nothing. Finally, I spun the printer around and checked the secret trap door in the back. Ah, the culprit. Sticking out of the back of the printer were two crumpled faces. Not pretty, I assure you. I pried open the back hatch and removed the daring duo along with the rest of the page. Feeling quite self-righteous in my handy-dandiness, I closed up the printer, returned it to its station, and set it back to printing. Nothing! I gritted my teeth, pulled the printer down again, repeated the entire dismantling procedure, pushed every button I could find, and rebooted it about 1,000 times. Nothing, nothing, and more nothing. Now, see, the women get this. The guys are like, "What? You just figure out." Okay. The difference, like Colleen said, the difference in the way we think, huh? All right, well, by this time, more than an hour and a half of my day had been shot, and I was rather tense. As I stood, hands on hips, wondering how one goes about choking a printer, where do you squeeze? The Blessed Virgin Mary picture hanging above my desk caught my eye. I sighed and looked into her eyes. She seemed to be telling me something. "Oh, come on," I thought, "you mean to tell me I'm supposed to come to you, even with something as basic as a dippy printer?" I shook my head in exasperation. "Fine, whatever you want, good mother. You've been crowned queen of heaven and earth by the church. You can be queen of the office here. I've done all I can with this thing. I give up. I'm just going to sit here and pray until you make yourself victorious and fix my printer." As I stubbornly lowered myself onto the chair, I felt something beneath me. Standing up, I turned around to see what it was. There on the seat sat the ink cartridge. I still can't believe I was that dumb. Feeling myself grow red with embarrassment, I gave the Blessed Mother a sheepish grin, picked up the cartridge, plopped it back into the printer, put the printer back in place, and finished printing the newsletter. You see how she adjusts it. She adjusts her approach specifically to the child. Okay? Specifically to the child. That's what got through to me. She knew, fine, I want attention, you want the printer, let's switch.